Vermont's GMO labeling law is in the midst of a court battle, and Attorney General Bill Sorrell says he's confident about the arguments they have made in the courts.
We had oral arguments before our federal U.S. District Court judge just 2 weeks ago. She has our motion to dismiss under advisement, along with the plaintiff's motion for a preliminary injunction. I think sometime in the next 4 to 12 weeks, we'll get a decision from the judge on the pending motions, and then we'll know from there how much more pretrial discovery we need to do, whether we're going to have hearings with live witnesses or not, or whether the case will largely be decided on paper, if you will. We very much hope that we'll have a decision from the trial court level by roughly the end of this calendar year. That might be unduly optimistic, but both parties and the court seem to want to move this case along. And, you know, I think whatever the trial court judge does, it's almost inevitable that one side or the other or both will be seeking an appeal to the Intermediate Federal Appeals Court in New York City, and a possibility ultimately of appeal beyond that to the U.S. Supreme Court. So this case has got a long future in front of it, but we're working hard to expedite it at the level we're currently at.
Well, can the case be resolved before the labeling law is supposed to go into effect?
I'm optimistic that we will have a decision at the trial court level before July 1 of 2016, hopefully before December 31 of 2015, but certainly before July 1 of 2016, before the law goes into effect. But I don't think there's any way that an appeal or appeals will be resolved before July 1 of 2016, and we'll see what the decision is at the trial level and whether we are in fact enjoined from enforcing the law come July 1, 2016. I mean, the legislature gave this long lead time for the effective date for us to do rulemaking and for what we predicted to be a lawsuit against the statute, and to give the companies that are going to need to label plenty of lead time to know exactly what their obligations are going to be.
Speaking of rulemaking, apparently there was a public hearing last week on the rulemaking that there was some either miscommunication, misunderstanding, but some advocates didn't even know what was going on. What's going on there right now?
Well, we've agreed to have another hearing. It really surprised us that some of the advocacy community said they didn't know about the hearing. We wanted more participation rather than less. So once we heard that there was some concern, whether on the pro-GMO side or the anti-GMO side, we're happy to extend the written comment period and to have another public hearing. We want to have the regulation in final form by July 1 of this year, so that there's roughly a whole year with the regulation in final form and adopted before the law and actions under the regulation must be in effect.
Moving beyond GMOs and stuff, the Vermont legislature, is there any particular piece of legislation that you're keeping an eye on?
Very much keeping an eye on the child protection laws, the issues in serious child and abuse cases. I testified before 4 legislative committees last week on that. The Attorney General's office has a real role to play in child protection in the state, so that's a priority. We're also very interested in the water quality bill and our role in terms of enforcing the environmental protection laws. And I hope Vermont joins the states that have a state False Claims Act for fraud perpetrated on the government, and allowing for whistleblower protection, punitive damages when appropriate. Anytime the state is a consumer, whether it's for new IT systems, paving contracts, buying of goods and services and the like, pharmaceuticals for those who receive health care through the Medicaid program or whatever, I hope the legislature will pass that. And we're very interested in a bill that is trying to foster more competition in the auto fuels arena, because in Vermont generally, and particularly in Northwest Vermont, we're paying right now among the highest gasoline prices in the continental United States.
Going back to the bill that you're watching regarding the Vermont Human Resources and Child Protection, they have talked about revamping the human resources agency.
The Department of Children and Families, there are a number of provisions in the proposed bill that would require them to share more information within the Department of Children and Families and also with those who have reported suspected abuse or neglect with law enforcement and such, and also call for a study committee of the court proceedings involving serious cases of child abuse and neglect. So the bill is comprehensive, wide-ranging right now, and hopefully it will move through the legislature and that there'll be more transparency in our child protection system and that we'll do a much better job to avoid some of the terrible tragedies that we've seen in Vermont in the last year or so.
A new GMO labeling law hearing is scheduled for February 4th, and the written comment period has been extended to February 12th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.